Yo, Linda Will. What's the word? It's your boy Dev here for another episode of the Sass Cast. Lauren, how are we doing today, bro?
You know, I'm actually doing pretty good. Yesterday, I went to the men's volleyball game. They sadly did lose, but that's I got okay. free canes out of it and a free tank top.
Man, I wanted that tank top so bad. Yeah.
You can have it. It doesn't fit me, actually, so you can have it.
Really? They were just selling that one size?
No, it was just, it's a men's tank top, and it doesn't fit a woman's body.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
So you can have it. That's your gift. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
A month early. Some days early.
Right. It's okay.
Also, shout out to Alexia.
Yes.
It's her birthday, 21.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I gave her the wine box gift bag.
You know she's
going to
use that, right? She's definitely going to use it.
Well, there's no wine in it. It's just the wine gift bag.
Yeah, she's going to use the bag.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
It's a nice bag. I got it from Target for $3.
Literally says cheers on it with gold lettering. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh. And animal crackers in it. Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and
oh my
rabbits
God, come
loop
on.
The loop.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
I just had to.
I know. Shirley Temple.
Huh. Fun fact. So for my costume construction class, mm-hmm. I had to build a wig. Or not build it, but like style a wig.
Okay.
And when I took the curls out, it legit looked like Shirley Temple. And then okay, I brushed her out, and then she didn't look like Shirley Temple anymore.
I can believe that.
But anyways, after the volleyball game, I also went to the women's soccer game.
I saw that.
Because I have now become a sports person.
Word.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. It was freezing last night, though.
Yeah. I got off of work, and I was like...
Whew. For the LU Girl Power Instagram account I created, it got like 3,000 views for just that one video that I did.
Yeah. No way.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm the one who liked it, too.
Oh, you did like it. Thank you. I was like, I appreciate that.
Third one, of course.
So, anyways. But... Mm-hmm. Deb, would you like to introduce our special guest today?
Yes, everybody. Welcome. Our guy, Isaac, from the rugby team today. How are you doing, bro?
I'm all right. I'm here. You know, I woke up today.
I'm feeling you, bro. I'm glad we have some sun today because it's been straight gloomy all week, and it's like, it's been getting to me, bro.
Truth.
Fact. Has it been for you too, Lauren? Or like, no.
I'm not going to lie. I've been having an issue with sleeping lately because of that.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I normally go to school, go to work, take maybe 30 minutes to eat, depending on how I feel, and then I go to rehearsal. And I've done that for weeks.
Yeah.
Now I just go to my room, and I associate my room with sleep. And so every time I go into my room, I, like, pass out. And then I wake up at, like, 11 or 12, and then I have so much energy, and I get, like, a ton of homework done.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, 5 o'clock, and I'm like, crap, I have to be up in an hour. Whoopsie-daisies.
Brutal.
I know.
It's okay.
I missed a test on accident.
This morning?
No, a couple of days ago. Luckily, I was able to talk to the teacher and be like, look.
That's fair.
This is what happened. And they were very understanding.
Yeah, it's 4 weeks into it. It's like, or away from it. It's like, whew, everything's coming up quick.
Yeah. So, Isaac, will you explain to people who don't really know what rugby is? Can you explain rugby to the general population?
Yeah, so rugby is pretty cool sport. The way like the story goes is that someone in I think it's called the rugby school in England, they were out playing during recess, and then the guy just picked up the soccer ball, ran into the goal and touched it down, and that was the first try. So yeah, it just kind of grew from soccer, and then football grew from rugby. So it's just kind of like the brother of soccer and then the dad of football.
Okay, yeah.
That's amazing.
I can see that because we were like coming up with questions for this, and we're like, our boss was like, Justin's like, yeah, I don't know how it works, like especially how like the field goal, like how you guys like win the kick it and how you're supposed to kick it and like the strategy of going into it. I was like, you know what? I don't know either. So I was like, most definitely let's ask him this question and see what's up. I was like, yeah.
See, I was always
see it as that.
I was always told rugby is basically football without the pads and soccer without or with hands.
Yeah.
That is what I was always told.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because you can kick the ball and then you pass it, but it has to go backwards. Where in like football, you pass it forward. So yeah, you definitely it's like both of them combined, and then yeah, no pads. You get a mouthpiece.
Man, it's brutal. Taking a whole shoulder, man.
Yeah.
Actually, y'all are different, man.
Yeah, I got a shoulder to my mouth in like ninth grade. It's like my jaw pops now. It's like
oh no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That That did be unfortunate.
It happens.
No, I can feel, bro. Oh, my Lord.
See, my dad used to play rugby, and he consistently wanted me to play rugby. And I'm like, look.
Why not, Lord?
No. Because, do you see me? There's no way I could get... I'm not good at getting hurt. I'm already clumsy, and I twisted my ankle walking down a flight of stairs, dude.
That's fair.
You were with me. I went down a flight of stairs, and I fell, and Caden actually caught me. I was falling down a flight of stairs, and he was like, ooh.
Shout out to him for
There's no way I could play rugby. I'd die. Not gonna lie. I would die.
Major bet. But what does it mean? Like, what does the sport like mean to you and all? Like, why did you get into it and all that?
So I got into it because I had an older sister who played at TC Williams. When I moved south, there was a rugby team and I didn't really know anybody, so my sister was like, hey, try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of my first introduction to people in my new city. I was playing with new friends, and I just realized, like, how great it was. You can meet a lot of people from a lot of different places, and then you get, like, the interaction of just rugby, having a cool time, and it was a lot of fun.
Bet. Yeah, telling me from her stories, you do meet a lot of people through this sport, especially it being mainly from, like, Europe in the background from it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you can definitely meet a lot of everybody. Yeah. It's like, that's one thing I like so much about it. It's, like, different. It just brings a lot of, like, attributes and a lot of personalities from everywhere, and it's like that's definitely what everybody needs.
Yeah, I definitely think we can attribute rugby as one of the good reasons why we have such a big international community.
Because
like, I swear, a lot of the times I'm like, "Oh, where are you from?" They're like, "England." I was at work actually, and this one person was talking to Penny, and he was like, "Oh, I'm from South Africa." I was like, "Oh, yeah, that do be a long flight."
Yeah.
So yeah.
I knew a guy like 2 years ago. He was like from Egypt, and he left, and I was like, "Man, you should have came back." And then there was my guy Eric, we used to hoop with all the time, and I was like, he was from Africa too. I was like, "Bro," I was like, "Can you take me back with you, please, for one time?"
I know.
Then they were like, "Nah, man, don't do it." I was like, "Man," but nah, I was with it. I was with it, and I do like how it brings in a lot of mixed cultures into like different things we don't see every day, and that's what I definitely like about it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so I was gonna say, yeah, the culture is amazing. You get to meet a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds. It's all a bunch of colors, sizes, different people, different backgrounds that you might not be exposed to just growing up in a normal city.
But like, is that leads like into my like next question of like, is it like truly a gentleman's sport of like we have, you know, these men from different, you know, walks of life and different, you know, places and countries in general. Is the sport really like seen as a gentleman's sport, or is it just, you know, still competitive but still like the main sport, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a gentleman's sport. A lot of people get to play it, and then afterwards, you know, you might be fighting on the field, hitting each other, but then right after you guys go to a pub and enjoy a beer or something, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your competition during a game, but right after the game, I mean, you guys are brothers. You guys go have fun.
Right.
And, you know, it's just the experience to be able to meet someone new.
Okay. Like, is that like the basis of like the brotherhood and like the aid of that is like the support, like the whole support of the brotherhood and bringing it in and having different people from everywhere, is that like solidifies it the most?
I mean, yeah, when you have everybody around and then you kind of just, you grow up in this culture of just like accepting and learning and valuing different people, you know?
Yeah, for real. And like, yeah, I definitely feel like we had, you know, Shay from Female, you know, Roby come on here, and she was also talking about how like you guys like bond and how they bond and like the difference between you guys and them. And it's like, yeah, you could see it, but at the same time, it's like the way you guys meld as a team, it's just, I love to see it.
Yeah.
And like right on, for real, for real.
Yeah. So, you know, with Lindawood, we have made a huge jump. It's been the talk of the town. I know there's been good conversations, bad conversations, indifferent conversations.
Yes.
So how does Lindawood going to a D1 affect rugby?
So it doesn't actually really affect us.
Oh, that's good.
So
yeah.
Lindawood, our rugby team has actually been D1 for while now.
Yeah.
Because we're like governed through USA Rugby, which is its own thing. Right. So we're not technically an NCAA sport.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, when you look on the student website or whatever, we're an SLS sport. So
it's different, right?
Yeah, so we don't have like NCAA rules or anything like that. Right. Like some of it is based off of NCAA just because, you know, they have their own guidelines which people can mold after, but the going to D1 doesn't actually really affect us.
Okay.
We still get the same funding or whatever. We do what we've been doing from what I know, you know.
Yeah. Okay, bet. All right.
Yeah, gotcha.
Speaking
of D1, are you guys excited for finals in Kennesaw, Georgia?
Ooh.
I did not know where finals were, but I guess, yeah, if it's in Georgia.
My dad coaches the team in Kennesaw, Georgia, so he's been talking my ear off about it. He's like, you're going. And I was like, no, I might be going to New York. Don't have time.
Yeah, yeah. Aww.
I don't know if I'm getting the job. It's fine. But yeah, are you guys excited about that?
Yeah.
Do you guys feel prepared?
Oh, yeah, you know, we're growing every day. Every day you got to fight for it. You got to always want it. So we're training, doing what we can do. And hopefully, you know, we end up on top. It's just putting our hard work, you know, all together at the end of the year, you know, at the end of the semester.
Word. Like, oh, my God, that's hard work. Y'all put in a lot of work. Like, even, like, from back then, when I was sophomore and freshman, like, y'all were putting that work to even now. Y'all still putting that work and still putting, like, bringing in chips for the school and stuff. And that leads me into my next question of, like, do you guys see yourselves and, like, not as, like, the money makers, but, like, the big, like, one of the big, like, the big guys on campus? You know what I'm saying?
Like, the attraction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or one of the attractions, shall I say.
I can see that as being one of the attractions just because, you know, there's a lot of different countries coming to play rugby here at Lindenwood.
Yeah.
We have a good amount of championships. I mean, the girls have more than us, but, you know,
really?
they put in some work. They definitely deserve it.
Right.
But like for us, we have a lot of sevens championships and we're hopefully get our first 15s this semester.
Nice.
But yeah, I definitely feel like a lot of people when they come here to tour, they don't know what really rugby is. And then to find out that Lindenwood has a pretty good rugby team is like awesome to know, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'll definitely catch a game. You guys are out there, like, y'all might be down, and I'd be like, you know what, I'm just going to go catch something to eat real quick. And then I'll come back, and I'll be like, man, they just tore them open from, like, when I went upstairs. And I come back, y'all just won, and I'll be like, man, what the f***? I messed up. And I'll be like, for real. And then I love that, for real.
My favorite is the fact that I live on Old Side. I live at Sibley. I can hear y'all. Every day, as much. I woke up at 6 a.m. and whoever was practicing at 6 a.m. This morning, I could hear them loud and clear. So when you guys have your games, I'm supporting you from my room.
appreciate it.
So my next question is, you know, Life University in Georgia and Lindenwood University consistently go between 1 and 2. Why do you think that is? And how does that, like, what does that do to y'all's confidence when it comes to that?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a great program. They want it just as much as we do. So, you know, they're always hungry. And it's interesting, like, that you bring that up. Like, yeah, they definitely, we do fight back and forth between 1 and 2. And it's just, I don't know, it is what it is. You know, there's always that lion that wants to go after you.
Yeah.
So you just gotta keep fighting for it. And I don't know, like, our conference is pretty hard. We have most of the competition, I'd say, compared to other conferences. We're, like, one school is the school in the conference, while we have Life and us. So, you know, we have our competition. It's not like we're just walking over everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like it kind of, like, energizes you, like, in the league, like, in your own competition. I feel you, like, it's, like, I used to, like, play and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, I miss it. On God, but at the same time, it's like the same thing that drives you, like as an athlete, but also as an individual person. I'm like, on God, I feel it.
Yeah,
and it's like to see y'all and Life go at it again and again. That we always love to see the rivalry here on campus, especially because y'all always bring, you know, the heat and the smoke whenever y'all play them.
But then afterwards, you go to the pub. You're like, you know,
true.
What? We're friends. Good job. Teach me how to do that. Greatly appreciated. Like to learn how you did that trick. It was very nice.
It's all love in the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you guys, like, do they leave, like, right after? Or are they allowed to, like, stay?
I guess it always depends on the coach. I think they just
never
left.
Do that. Yeah. Okay. That's why I always figured I just never knew if they could stay or not. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bet.
Well, it's also school. Because, we are student athletes, remember?
But I'm like, also, if you got a weekend game, I mean, like.
Oh, what do you guys do, like, with that? Like, because you guys do travel. Do you guys have, like, set, like, you go to the hotel and you're like, all right, check in and then practice. And then, like, do you have set, like, study time when you travel?
Mm-hmm. So we have, like, a schedule that our coach sends out to us usually whenever we travel. And it's like, okay, from this time to this time, we'll be on the bus, then we'll get breakfast, then it's like downtime, which you can do whatever you want to do, whether it's studying, sleeping, just preparing. So we're very blessed to get like at least a schedule to more or less kind of know what we can and can't do.
Okay.
And then you kind of just base your own, whatever you want to do off of that.
Well, I bet. All right.
Cool. Do you ever like tour the cities that you're in?
Yeah.
Like the women's rugby was just in California and it looked so nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, the photos looked fun.
Oh, definitely.
So do you ever like explore the cities where you travel to?
Yeah, so it depends. Some of the trips, you know, every time we go, it's always a business trip. You know, we're trying to we're there for a purpose in mind. But like last summer, I was fortunate to stay for the Sevens National Championship, the CRCs. And when we got down to Louisiana, we were able to go and take a little tour of like I forgot what that's called, that street in New Orleans.
Oh, Bourbon?
Yeah, we were able to go.
Bourbon Street.
Like 2 hours to just kind of go figure out Bourbon Street, you know? It was pretty fun. And then obviously, like, it's like play and like business and play. So we're there for business, but it's okay to take a step back and just kind of enjoy the city, figure out somewhere new, you know? So that was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I've always wanted to go there.
Bourbon Street's insane.
Well, my mom went and she said she says that she like can feel the spirits, and she said I've never been as scared about the spirits than I have there. Yeah. Even though we went to the Haunted Mansion in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah, where they filmed The Shining.
Oh my god.
I know. Also,
I'm going to go.
Unpopular opinion.
Yes.
Shining is boring. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's so I had to watch it, and I was like, this is not entertaining at all. But they were like, remember when it was filmed. I was like, even when it was filmed, it was boring.
True. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm not the only one.
Okay.
There's so many people who love that one. I'm like, it's not that entertaining.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm not the only one. No, I told that to my family, and they were like, oh, blasphemy.
On the route of entertainment, Isaac. Sorry.
Beautiful.
Thank you. How would you want, you know, us, the student base, to like hype you guys up and like support y'all in general?
I mean, it'd be amazing to get as many students out in the stands whenever we have our home games. We're supposed to have, since we clinched the conference, we're supposed to have a game here. It's either going to be the quarters or the semis.
Okay.
But there's, because we clinched it, there should be a game out in Hunter Stadium.
Yes.
So it'd be amazing to get as much support as we can, you know, just yelling out for us.
Yeah.
Cheering on the Lions as we take on whoever our opponent will be, you know?
Yeah. Do you know, like a date per se, or like an area?
I don't know. It should be mid to late April.
Word.
Because I think the finals is the weekend before finals or the weekend of finals.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's what it usually ends up being.
We'll definitely, that's sad. I think, that's right. We'll definitely
How does
keep
that work?
That.
Do you just say, teachers, I'm so sorry. I have to go. So sorry, I can't take your 12-hour test. That's my fault.
You'd be like, yeah, guys.
Can I get an extension?
Like, can you just sign me off here?
Do I not have to take the test? No? Okay, I do have to take the test. That's sad.
Or you could just come through the SAS office.
Sassalicious.
You already know. Hit us up. Come through the SAS office.
We have a group chat called Sassalicious.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, it's with all the tutors and the administrative assistants.
Oh, my God, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, the administrative assistants on there, too.
It's all of us.
Oh, no.
Except I'm the only one who talks in it.
Because we're all turned. Or we're chilling. You're the one.
Well, we definitely will promote the game on our social medias.
Definitely keep our eyes open for it.
Yeah, and try to get as many people there as possible. Because that
appreciate
is
that.
Yeah. And
because
you know,
I definitely want to see what's
Dev
up.
Dev has
yeah.
a loud
see
voice.
See who you guys play. Yeah. Oh God, I'm actually
Dev,
a loud voice.
Dev has a loud voice.
If
so
you guys turn
yell.
Up, I actually might be there for real. I want to actually know who you guys play. So I definitely keep my eyes open, and they'll probably put it out on Dev's social media. So we're
got
we'll
on
link
social
it.
Media.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how many players on your roster are from the U.S. and international?
If you know.
Like, roughly.
Like, yeah.
I could give, like, a fraction amount, maybe, like, okay. a third to, like, almost half are U.S. versus international. So, like, yeah, I would say it's, like, a pretty even mix. Like, 40% okay. are USA to maybe even 50% USA. And then everybody right. else is, like, you know, international.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, crazy. Some sort of, like, dual citizenship or something.
Yeah. Tough.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
I really love the idea of having, like, dual citizenship.
Like, do you ever, like, will you guys all, like, meet, like, in the summertime? Do you guys come in here, like, in the summertime, like, football does? Or, like, is there a certain time you guys, like, all meet, like, before the season starts?
Not necessarily before. Usually, like, okay. if we do meet before, it's, like, August, when people move in.
Okay.
You know, the boys start coming into town. We
right.
start playing around a little bit.
Okay.
But it's, like, right before school.
But, okay, good. Because I was gonna go on the, to ask, like, will you guys all meet during that time? Is there, like, a certain like way you can see how boys are like homesick if they're international or away from home or just you know missing home in general? Is there can you guys see that when you guys first meet each other?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
again or
I
come back.
Yeah, so. I think there's definitely you can kind of see some signs that some people mm-hmm. are like missing home, especially like the freshmen. It's more or less the first
yeah.
time they're away from their parents, and then to be away from their parents in a different country can be different
yeah.
and challenging. So it's definitely, like, a priority of ours to make everyone try to feel at home
right.
when we can, you know. If someone needs an extra hand, just trying to figure out. Like, personally, whenever the new boys come in town,
yeah.
I always offer them a ride to Walmart or wherever they need to go get their bedding, yeah. you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forget about that.
Yeah. I'm glad that Walmart is, like, far. It's far, but it's not far.
Yeah.
But it is far.
See, and I don't even understand why Linden Lodge is all the way over there. Like, that seems like a far, far, like, that's just so far away. I mean, I know logically it isn't, but, like, you have to cross a street and then walk down a street and then cross a bridge.
Yes.
And it's right there.
Oh, God, but you're so close to what you need, though. It's like, yeah.
I know. So close to Panda Express.
It's odd. Yeah, it's odd.
I like Panda Express for some reason. I don't like Panda Express when I'm home, but I've had it a little too much here. I'm
no,
not going to lie.
Not bad. You know, I'm not going to lie, Panda Express back at the crib hits harder than while I'm here. I'm not going to lie. I'm
really?
Sorry to tell you. Yeah, I went back home for Panda Express like last week or like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, sorry. And like it was hitting way harder, bro. I don't know what it was, bro. I don't know.
What do you get at Panda Express?
Teriyaki chicken, walnut shrimp, and both.
Okay, what about you? What do you get at Panda Express?
I get noodles and rice, hey, the yeah. Angus steak, and then
word.
The chicken green bean chicken thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Word up. What about you, Lauren?
Orange chicken. Pretty basic.
Okay.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That and, fried rice. And they don't have egg rolls. For some reason, I've been wanting egg rolls chicken rolls for the longest of times.
Yeah.
But they're out. They're like, every time I ask, they're like, we haven't had them for weeks. And I was like, I'm so sorry for asking.
Yeah, they never have them here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then I try to like microwave them. Doesn't work. It's soggy. It's gross. It's soggy. See, this is the reason why I'm excited for a house.
Yeah, I know.
I can bake that.
Gotta get an air fryer.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so you know what I'm getting? So my birthday is May 1st.
Yes.
And because my dad lives in Georgia.
Right.
He doesn't like. Actually like give me he just gives me money mm-hmm. so
which
what I'm
fair.
Getting for my birthday is an air fryer Instapot mix. It's like a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited, and I got a house. It's been confirmed. So
yes,
my house has mirrors in the on the wall.
Oh sweet. I think I might have been in that house before.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm like a CA. We had to come during the summer. And
You're a CA.
yeah, so I might have been in that house like cleaning it up.
Oh, okay.
You clean for as a CA?
Yeah, like sometimes like if there's like beds or something in the wrong place, like someone moves their bed from their room to the basement, we gotta go over there and just kind of move the beds back up to the room.
Oh yeah, the beds are in the basement.
Weak.
I can tell you that.
Yeah. Wow.
I can tell you that the beds are in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep those there. So I think I might bring my bed from
it might
Lincoln.
As well bring it up from Lincoln. Can you can. Might as well.
I don't even know.
We'll figure it
out. I can't fix.
It's a possibility.
You never know.
Put it on the back burner.
Yeah. I don't have to. I have to focus on this summer more than this fall.
No, I feel you.
Because I had to do a bunch of paperwork to get 22 credits.
No, I just had to talk to Kevin.
I know. I was like, how rude. I want to take 22. It's four more. Yeah, it's four more credits than 18.
Still.
Not that big of a deal.
I know. But I don't know. I can't. It's weird. I know.
Me and Alexia are built different. She's taking.
Literally.
I think she's taking more than
crazy,
me.
Crazy, bro.
Do you know Alexia?
Yeah, 26, 28, I think.
So. No. See, I feel like there's certain people who like just know everyone, so I just assume that.
It's okay.
So. Yeah. Anyways.
Different vibes.
So, when it comes to Lynnwood and like funding, is there any sport that like you have to compete with funding?
Don't necessarily know the answer to that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Like, I think for the most part, our funding is kind of like self-driven. I'm sure we get money from the school or whatever. Don't really know the numbers or anything like that. But like, usually we pay like our little kit fee at the beginning of the year, and that covers us for like our t-shirts, our shorts, and all that stuff. And that's just kind of like our personal kit.
Gotcha.
But like, from what I understand, I think the rings we got for when we won national or the CRCs in the summer were either taken from like the rugby fund or like paid by from the school, which was awesome, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't have to pay to get a ring.
Those are nice rings.
Oh God, I saw them. I was like, oh my God.
That's the only reason why I'd ever consider doing a sport is because those rings. They look very nice.
Yeah, they're actually really good design. Like all the sports, and like you guys come out like is it you guys that come up with those designs?
Nope.
He does.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. I was wondering who comes
President
up, though.
Porter.
I swear. He's like, you know, I want this center stone right here with the lion in the middle. If we don't use these and I put it around that, I don't want it. I'll be like, okay. Okay.
He's secretly a graphic artist who does the designs for every single ring.
On the low, he's Picasso.
He's Picasso.
Andy Warhol on the low.
Who's that?
You don't know who Andy Warhol is?
No.
What? I'll Google it later for you then.
You'll Google
this
it
is
for
a
me.
Teachable moment. I will Google Andy Warhol for you.
Not when we get teachable back to moments.
Home. Yes. Say less. I'm so excited.
All right. So my next question is, you know, we've already talked with the women's rugby team, but do you guys ever practice with the women's rugby team, or do you ever like co-host events? Like, what is the interaction between the both of y'all?
Yeah. I wouldn't say we necessarily have like practices with each other. There's sometimes when I think like some of the forwards go and help the women out and do like scrums and stuff.
Okay.
Or like we'll work their games and sometimes they'll work our games. But the main time that we really like play together is when we're just like over the summer, those beginning weeks, we kind of just go and play touch, just have fun running around.
Okay.
And just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But do you guys see yourself like not only like as a team, like, you know, individually, then, you know, the men's sport and the female sport, you know, as a family, but like as a whole rugby.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I feel like I have a lot of friends on the women's team.
Okay.
It's just, you know, we both play rugby and it's just awesome. Yeah, it's just awesome to have them too. I know a lot of them and they're pretty cool people.
Word. Oh, God. Like, I have Lauren, I'd be like, sometimes I'll come talk to Lauren and be like, yo, bro, did you understand what they were talking about? I'd be like, no, bro, I don't. I'd be like, can you please just like simplify it for me? She's like, well, this is what they were saying, then we gotta do this. And I'd be like, all right, thank you. And it's like having that counterpart definitely is like it's an aid in some way.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a support and I love it.
Well, I also feel like it's nice to have like different perspectives on things.
Yeah, same.
Not gonna lie, y'all look like you have fun.
Y'all look like y'all have fun.
Y'all have really fun.
Y'all turn up on the weekends and y'all just want to chill. Y'all chilling and y'all just doing y'all.
But like even at the games. So yeah, I went to the women's finals last year.
Yes.
There was a lot of y'all just like really supporting each other. There was like 10 of them and they were just like blowing air horns. I was like, y'all are insane.
I think somebody said that last time. It was like, yeah, there was only 10 of them and their air horn. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you should have showed up. You would have been help. I was like,
maybe y'all got it. At the game coming up for y'all, I shall buy an air horn.
Can we please?
I don't know where to buy an air horn, actually.
We'll
is that
Google
like a
that
thing?
Too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like. Well, like you can't buy spray paint. Like when I was spray painting my gifts, I had to like ask Walmart to like unlock it for me.
Oh yeah.
Because apparently spray paint is
Ace Hardware for that.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is.
But then again, I understand after my spray paint at 10 o'clock at night. I spray painted.
One coat, guys.
It was fun. It was fun. So, you know, my last question for you is, you know, you are first and foremost a student. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle practice and school and homework? Like, how do you balance that? Because your sport is so demanding when it comes to practices and all that.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard. You know, you gotta try to schedule out your life as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Keep track of dates. So, like, I use the Outlook app, and I have, like, all my classes, practice times, wait times in there. And then that way I kind of more or less know when I'm free.
Mm.
And then, like, I have to schedule my work around that, too. And I just kind of try to do schoolwork when I can, and just try to do everything I can, you know. It's hard to be a student. It's hard to be an athlete. It's hard to do both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just got to keep wanting it, you know.
I feel you. Look, it's the grind, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it, yeah.
Do you feel like being a, is it a CA or an RA? I forget.
So technically now we're like CDAs and RAAs, and then there's like now there's next year there's gonna be an RA.
Well, there's so many acronyms.
Word, man.
Okay, whatever. Okay. As a CDA, do you feel like your experience in that has helped you become kind of like a leader in the rugby team and helping them?
Yeah, I think so. I think they both kind of translated to each other. I just kind of like to try to help everybody, try to do what I can to make people happy, and I do that for both my rugby team and then also like my CDA team and everything. Just trying to make sure everything runs smoothly when I can.
Gotcha.
Bet.
See, I like the CDAs.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Bet.
I thoroughly enjoy them. When I was living in Rowell.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Reynolds.
Yeah, Reynolds.
I thoroughly enjoy talking to them. Because remember,
they got good stories.
I only was able,
yeah, really good stories.
Because last year, I basically just lived in my room because I couldn't go to class.
Yeah.
And we had theater. Yeah. And so every time I'd walk by, they're like, hey, Lauren. And we'd have like fun, like 10 minute conversations. And I do the same thing in Sibley.
Yeah.
And at one point, there was a person who was late to rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like call the CDA and was like, will you wake them up? We're just checking to see if they're alive. Thoroughly freaked the CDA out. Like, thoroughly freaked them out. They're like, he's not dead. I was like, I wasn't asking if he was dead. I was just telling you to wake him up. But, like, I scared him. He was terrified. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, Lauren.
I know. But.
Which one did you like more? Which one was better for you?
I would say they both serve different purposes. Like,
that's fair.
Last year I needed people to talk to because I legit had no one.
Word.
Like everyone else. It was very isolating. This year, they're more of like a quick conversation, like, hey, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. See you the amount of times I would go back and forth.
Oh, all the time, bro.
I know. At one point,
my Apple Watch
is so proud of me for how many flights of stairs I've taken because Sibley doesn't have an elevator.
Checking this.
We're just like 1, 2, 3. I have like 30. At one point, I had like 30. And here's the thing, though.
What?
So I had to move at like 10 o'clock at night from Rowell to Sibley. And I moved from like 10 to like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I had a full fridge. I had TV. Like, I did it all myself.
Lord.
And CA in Rowell
goated
was like, what are you? It was like a football player. I don't remember his name. But he was like, he saw me just like carrying stuff. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm moving out. And he was like, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, God. And Lauren, like, you were goated.
I was, because there's like the fire truck, like crosses. I parked there because I just couldn't. All the spaces were filled.
Yeah.
And the security person was like, you can't park there, ma'am. Like crying. I'm like in pain. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, you know what?
Hazards.
You're okay. And I'm like, well, thank you. Because he knew like I was moving. And he's as long as you're not here for very long. And I was like, I promise, 10 minutes, I'm out.
Because
it was my last load.
On me.
But yeah, that was my experience with the CAs and all that.
Always out there trying to move,
you've never
man.
Lived on campus, have you?
Yeah.
Wait, you have?
I was here the first 3 years I was here. I just never.
What are your experiences with them?
It's been a thrill. It's been a real thrill. Yeah.
I feel like
it's been all good, honestly, except for this one time, but that was on me, though.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though.
Yeah, I feel like I'd like your CA. I think you're nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not me. Isaac, what would you give, like advice-wise to, like, incoming and just, like, current students in general here?
I guess... You put me on the spot.
No, anything. We've had things from, like, just random, like, the basic skill sets and stuff like that.
Like, how to do laundry.
Yeah, then, like, to, you know, how to study, to when, like, good times to study at general, when times to go into a lark, when times to eat good sometimes.
Yeah.
How to do one's dishes. Yeah. It's also a skill.
With a dishwasher.
You know? No, with that. in the bathroom sink. That's a skill right there.
No, I'm waiting for somebody to teach me how to fold a fitted sheet. And I'll be like, I got you, fam.
I don't know.
Y'all, bro. Just sit here. I'm just going to make the video. Forget it. I'm just going to make the
video.
Wait,
you know how?
Yes, I can fold fitted sheets. It's not hard.
You know how to fold fitted sheets?
No, I just put it on the bed.
Like. No, that's fair, too. I mean, it's a fitted sheet. It's a fitted sheet.
How do you fold it?
It's easy. You take the other end. And then, okay, so you say, all right, you know how it's a rectangle, right? Okay,
yeah.
Put it on the side, right? So the long end.
Yeah, the long side.
And then you, from the bottom points, tuck them inside the top points, right?
Uh-huh.
Lay those flat, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you got yourself still another rectangle.
Uh-huh.
Now take those flaps, pin them back on the flap. Bam, full long rectangle, fold, bam.
True.
There you go. It might be
so
sloppy, but
sense.
It's still a rectangle or a square to come.
It's still a square. Well, unless it's perfect, it's not a square.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a sloppy build.
It's a messed up square. It's a sloppy square.
That's why I say it's a little sloppy built. Sloppy built. But yeah.
Okay, well, I think, like, for advice-wise for incoming students, just kind of, like, realizing now that you're kind of here on your own, you're an adult now, you got to make adult decisions. Mm-hmm. You got to do what's best for you.
True.
I know, like, my first semester here, and I met all those people in, like, the freshman meeting greet, whatever that was.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought that those first couple people I met were going to be my best friends for the rest of college. And then it's okay for them not to be, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to just move and grow as a person. Like, if you realize someone isn't there for you, they're not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like no malice, no ugliness. It's just you got to move on, be your own person. You just got to keep growing.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah. It sounds kind of dirty at first, but you guys got to think, like, everybody got to grow up, and you just kind of got to be an adult, and you got to start making your own decisions.
Honestly, bro.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, I think that's true.
No, I'm glad, because, like, when I came here, like, that same meet and greet, my peoples told me, they were like, don't make your roommate your best friend.
My roommate moved out.
Oh, God, and I made my friend, so we were cool. I mean, we were nerds, so I was like, bet. And you just never know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, both of my roommates actually dropped out. Whoops.
You exactly, maybe, you never
maybe
know.
Maybe that's a me thing. Just kidding. No, the one person.
Lauren had this line.
That's so entertaining. I just realized that. Not my fault, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Not my
bro.
Fault.
They're a loss.
Exactly. Just kidding. I'm an awful. I'm a clean person.
I'm dead. Well, Lauren, is there anything else for us today? Shall we say?
No.
Yeah.
Just.
Nothing to announce?
No, I think just don't fail midterms.
You mean finals?
No. Midterms for your 8 weeks.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Because midterms for 8 weeks is next week.
Next week. Registration already came and passed.
You can still register.
Yeah, you can still now if you want
to. Have you registered?
Oh, yeah, I was first. I needed to get into the right biochem class.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Biochem?
Yeah.
What's your major?
Chemistry.
Oh. Good job.
Different, bro. I had to get out of it.
See, I decided not to take
that's
that.
A different beast,
I'm taking meteorology.
Word.
Which is apparently not the study of stars. I was a little disappointed about that. Justin was like, Lauren, it's not the study of stars. I was like, what is that? That's astrology now.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought it was meteorology. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. It's good. Everybody gets that mixed up. No, that astrology.
Or maybe Lauren's just an idiot. That's also an option.
No, I had a friend who took that astrology class. It's weird.
It's a meteorology with a lab, but it's online.
Yeah.
So I don't
it's
know.
It's just like that. It's weird like that.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm going to get that science class with a lab out.
It's a science with a lab?
Yeah, because meteorology is science.
You
at
got
least
me
that's
beat. You got me beat.
I have to take a science with a lab. That's all I'm going to say. I just need that.
You know what? You got me beat. But if that's everything, Lauren,
Thank you, Isaac, for coming.
Yes.
It was really fun.
Honestly.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course. Don't forget to tell your rugby friends.
Oh, I'll make sure. I'll make sure.
Share. I'll send you the link, and then you can share it with them.
And we'll definitely keep our eyes out for the game as well.
We'll post it on social media.
Yeah, on God, because, you know, we're going to see if y'all get down.
Me and Dev, the social media managers.
You already know. I'm going to see who you guys play and definitely get out there and try to support guys come
with
through.
With our air horns.
With our air horns, we find them. If not, we're going to, you know, buy little kazoos or something. Little gold kazoos.
We just hand out kazoos.
Oh, God, bro. A little bag of black kazoos.
We could get them at the Dollar Tree. Well, now it's $1.25.
Still. Oh. You know what I'm saying? A little extra George Washington.
Oh, my gosh. The Dollar Tree is now $1.25. I'm so annoyed. How dare they?
They've been doing it for a while now. They sold on the hood, bro.
It's so unfortunate. Jeez. I know, right?
Them, Arizona tea. All of the...
Did they change the price on Arizona?
No.
I think so, bro. No, the bottle size is different now, bro. Okay, it's not fat no more, bro. They make skinny ones now, bro.
Yikes. It's still 99 cents, though, right?
They might be.
What is happening? Darn
I'm
inflation.
It's touching everything, bro. It's touching
everything. And gas. You know what?
Let's not even.
No. It's been fun.
Folks. We got to get out of here, folks.
He has class.
Oh, God. It's been real, though. Isaac, again, thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
And thank you. And for all, we'll also support and throw things up. But for also everybody, stay tuned for
next
more.
Next week?
Yeah, for tune next week. We got football.
Football.
Yeah.
And three of always, them. three football players.
Three of them. Yeah, but it'll be fun. Stay tuned. And always, boys, stay
sassy. Sassy. Sassalicious.